What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Brian Baldinger had a lot of interesting answers. Big thanks to Brian. We love it when Baldy comes on. You can hear that entire interview, 923thefan.com. It's going up as soon as possible. Now, two answers that stood out. One, he's liking Joe Flacco, said he's still looking fresh.
You know, just watching Joe in practice and watching him in scrimmage against the Eagles, he looks fresh as can be. Now, the hits haven't started piling up. All those kind of things that can happen. But even if these guys didn't get hurt, I mean, I think he would have won the job. I mean, I think his experience, his arm, his ability to see over the top at his size. I mean, those are all things that you're looking for in any quarterback. He just happens to be 40.
Joe Flacco right now. Don't take this the wrong way, Tone. He's a gallon of milk that's like a day past expiration. So if it was like 8, 19, 2025, you're like, probably still good. I get another couple of days of this.
A few more.
I don't want to go the whole fall with the rest of this. I get another couple of days. They do that. They put that date on there just to make sure that they cover their bases legally. I bet we can go until
Saturday.
On that milk. I bet we can get to there. Friday. That's what Joe is. I thought it was not a good thing for Dillon Gabriel when I asked him about Dillon Gabriel and Shador Sanders and the comparison, and this is what he had to say.
I think they both have good qualities. I don't know one's better than the other right now. Dillon is smaller. You kind of like Shador's size better. The two touchdown throws he made were legit throws, and he trusts his protection. He did great things. I probably would lean a little bit towards Shador right now, but you'd also like to see a whole lot more than 30 plays, you know, to make an assessment.
That ain't good for your third-round pick. I mean, Baldy calls it like he sees it. If your third-round pick is comparable to your fifth-round pick, yeah, I know he ain't no normal fifth-round pick. I get that. But, you know, a lot of the anti-Shador people, they want to say he's just a fifth-round pick. I don't know. If Dillon just doesn't look like if there's not really that much of a difference there between the fifth-round pick and he's saying that he'd probably rather have Shador, again, what are we doing here, guys?
Well, can I fight a little bit on this, though?
Fine. Fight away.
Because we still have people that call in and say, he's not a fifth-round pick. He's not a third-round pick. He was a first-round pick or a second-round pick.
He could have been.
So if Dillon Gabriel, as a third-round pick who was overdrafted, is still in the same stratosphere as Shador, what does that say for Shador?
That we all probably overrated him. Right?
That's what I mean. Like, I don't know if it's good for either of them.
Hold on. Okay, fair enough.
It means that there hasn't been any kind of a gap formed. Like, you wouldn't want, if we were talking Jaden Daniels this year, like, there'd be a gap. It'd be like, whoa, Jaden Daniels is looking like a guy who could start week one.
Yeah,
Everybody who's close to this has said neither is close to starting week one for the Browns.
Jordan Schultz said he was getting texts from NFL guys who were on teams scouts on team saying they were shocked at the performance they were seeing against Carolina. And I know all you guys say, yeah, but you get a bunch of Instacart delivery. Okay, fine, whatever. Because you guys used to say grocery baggers, but no one bags groceries anymore, it seems. Shador, I don't know where the truth lies. I think Shador probably could have went first round, ended up in the second round, could have ended up in the second round, ended up going in the fifth round. I think the NFL was definitely trying to tell everybody. I don't think they were trying to prove a point, set him up for failure, this, that, the other. I think the rest of the NFL is like, okay, yeah, you guys just go ahead and see. And I think he surprised a lot of people 2 weeks ago, Shador did. And then Dylan Gabriel goes out, and I thought Dylan Gabriel played somewhat functional football for the most part. But the turnovers, the sloppiness, that was there. I can't take that away from. I can't take that away and say you can't count that towards it if we're going to count the near interception by the linebacker against Shador Sanders. So if we're counting it all, if Dylan Gabriel, who's supposed to be this, you're going to see him. He's smarter. He knows this offense. He knows how to run an offense. If I can barely separate the guy from the guy who's supposed to not know the offense, not supposed to be able to draw it up on the whiteboard, who's supposed to be able to be brought along with training wheels or basically one of those fun carts, the one that I gave you, the red thing. What's that thing called? The cozy cart?
Yeah.
Basically, that's what they're saying Shador should have. And right now, I got a guy who knows the NFL left and right, knows football left and right, definitely a football guy. He's saying that he'd probably rather have Shador right now. So what the hell are we doing with the guy in the third round then?
Well, I keep thinking about is when, you know,
it's Albert. That's a damn good argument you just made.
But when Albert Breer has come on or Zach Jackson and they're like, they would not trust either Shador or Dylan Gabriel to start in the first few weeks of the season.
Did we draft either of them?
That kind of means that neither of them. Now, you could argue they haven't had much of a chance because it's been divided four ways. My God, what a setup. But it kind of shows you that neither of them has dazzled to the extent where it's like, whoa, we got to stop and take inventory of this. This is a game changer. Because that just hasn't happened, right?
It hasn't. But we have not got to see either of them for a long period of time. So guilty as charged. It's a little bit unfair to Dylan Gabriel for me to go on that. But I put him in that spot where we can only see from what we've seen. He's only seen what he's seen. He's seen more practices than what we probably think. Because remember, he was at Browns practice. Brian was. Then he was at the joint practices between the two teams. So he's going to be able to see a little bit more. And what he saw out of Dylan Gabriel wasn't overwhelmingly impressive. And if I'm willing to, if I got a guy who's a unfiltered or party, a guy who's on the side, not Browns, not any of us, not even a Shadorian or anything like that, and he's saying, hey, I'd probably give the edge to Shador Sanders, I think that's great for Dylan Gabriel. 216-474-0092. Here they come. Fred in Cleveland, your first time on The Fan.
Hey, it's Frank Sellers. How y'all doing?
Frank, nicely produced. Hello, Frank.
What's up, man? Hey, listen, man. I think we in it. I don't know, man. I think it's a good situation we in, man. Everybody talking about both of them, man. They both looked all right to me, man. I'm glad they both looked all right. And I'm cool with Flacco starting. That's not a problem with me, man. I'm more than to next year. And I'm trying to hopefully we can go in the next season with them first two picks without picking a quarterback. Because if we could do that, man, we bounce back from that Deshaun Watson fiasco.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
But that's still that you know, that's still a hope. That's not an expectation, Frank. Don't you go to games? Don't you go to games? Are you the one that goes to games?
I don't want to be traveling. Yeah, I'll be going to the games, man. But listen, man, I just feel like one of them got to come out of here, man. They ain't talking about that. We ain't think TB12 was going. They ain't talking about TB12. Was he supposed to slide the way he slid to?
I don't know. I don't think a lot of people were sitting there making a big deal about Tom Brady going in the first round before that draft.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So, man.
Hold on.
Slow down. A lot of people don't know, man. You don't know. So let's
what does that got to do with the price of fish, Frank?
Hey, we had two rookie quarterbacks, man, that both looked at all right, man. If they mess up, man, Stefanski got to go, man.
Okay, they do. But Frank, hold on a second here.
What's up?
People were saying that about Shador. Nobody was saying that about Tom Brady. There's no comparison.
Well, they were saying that about Shador, and Shador proved them wrong for that one game. Let's see some more. But I'm going off of what I just seen and what I seen in college.
Well, when are we going to be able to do that? Because he's not going to get first team reps until the week he starts.
Well, you got to get Stefanski out of here.
Always comes back to you wanting to fire Kevin. Why do you hate Kevin so much?
I don't know, but I don't hate him. He's not for us, man. He's just not for us, man. He's something to me, man. I'm done with sometimes.
Frank.
Sometimes I'll be like, okay, the dude can coach. Then I'll be like, man, what is he doing?
Frank.
Fellas.
Side question real quick. Do you believe a 20-year-old Browns fan who says he's a Browns fan? Do you believe a 20-year-old Browns fan knows who Paul Brown is?
Depending on who his family members are. Because he could be sitting around talking to some old heads and just be loving the game
Winner.
And just always and sucking it up, so that he probably could know. I can't say he wouldn't. You got to ask him some more questions about Paul Brown.
Frank, when we meet, I'm going to shake your hand. Thank you very much. I appreciate your time. That question was asked earlier in the show.
I don't know if you claim a win there. Kind of seemed like he's saying some people don't, some people do.
Well, it's one. It's one. I can't claim a win when Frank in Cleveland calls in and just there's one guy. We go to Frank from Frank to Franklin in Atlanta, Georgia, home of the Omni. Hello,
hey,
Frank.
Hey, ATL in the building. How y'all doing, fellas?
Hi, Franklin. Go right on ahead.
Hey, I'm going to be honest. So I'm an Eagles fan.
Oh.
I found y'all's show because once Shador was drafted, that's when I started watching. I never knew about your show. I never even knew about Cleveland no more because the only thing I know about Cleveland is 35 other quarterbacks.
So are you telling me that if they cut him next week, it's going to cost me listeners?
I'm gone. I'm gone right off the
Jimmy,
rip. I'm gone.
Everybody, you better keep him. Don't you cost me listeners.
I'm telling you right now, everybody, YouTube, the streams, all that stuff is cut. Off rip, I'm gone. But I'm gonna be honest. Let's talk real football. The issue I have with Cleveland and the coaches is that they didn't give Shador the fair chance, and I don't like the position they put Dylan in. We all know Dylan was a 6th-round quarterback. He went to Oregon. I mean, come on now. Oregon is not that great. My Georgia Bulldogs killed them.
Oregon's a good program, Franklin. They're not Georgia.
I don't know why they coach. I don't know why they coach talked all that stuff, but it's not like we didn't beat them by 50 points, but that's another conversation. But I want to just really talk about ins and outs, but Shador is a culture change all the way. He's a quarterback. He's going to have fun, but he's going to put in the work.
Agreed.
And the problem is Kevin is one of those coaches that he's not used to pressure. And when you put Shador in, more eyes are going to be on you. And I feel like he's scared of that pressure.
This call is a roller coaster. I've agreed with you, and absolutely, I have agreed with some of your opinions in this call, Franklin, and then some of the opinions I found abhorrent. I don't know if there's any more pressure than the head coach of the Cleveland Browns other than being the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns. We are a fishbowl here. You, like, Atlanta, you guys got a lot of different things that you got going on. Like, you're the capital of college football and all that other stuff. Like, we got the Browns, and we're a big city, but we're not as big as Atlanta. And people, like, hey, we like the Guardians, we like the Cavs. People pay attention to everything the Browns do here. And so they pay attention to everything Kevin does. They pay attention to everything the quarterback does. Like, they I get tweets about people following them into Discount Drug Mart and stuff. Like, they pay attention to everything. There is so much pressure to be the head coach of the Cleveland Browns. The only person that has more pressure is the quarterback.
But we want – but the bad thing, what's so crazy, the history of Cleveland, Jim Brown. Y'all, listen, the Browns fans deserve winners. And I don't think y'all owner wants to win. I don't think the let me tell you something.
That's another thing I disagree with.
I'm going to tell you why I disagree with you now.
Tell me quick.
When Howie Roseman makes the decision, he makes decisions to win.
All right, what about when the owner basically stuffed him in a closet down the hallway and let Chick Kelly run everything?
That was, but see, hold on, I'm going to get you. Oh. Okay, watch this. Oh. And I was against that. I'm glad you brought that up.
I'm sure you are.
I'm glad you brought that up. And I was one of the main people like, why the world would you do that? And guess what? He messed our culture up. And what do? One thing that Eagles do really well that Browns don't, we get rid of people fast. And we start over fast. Just like we got Carson Wentz. Hey, Wentz, you messed my culture up. We're gonna draft Jalen Hurts now. And we don't care what you think about it. We're going to get people out of there. That's what y'all got to do. Y'all got to stop living in the past. I want the Browns to do good. Y'all have a lot of history. But that's the big issue.
Franklin, so thank you very much for the call and the kindness. And thank you very much for listening.
Did that Haslam's or Barry or whoever was responsible for drafting Shador, did they know that that was coming with them?
Yes. No.
Did they fully
know? They did not
know
that. I will tell you guys this right now. If you know anything about Jimmy Haslam, he wants to win. He will walk in the studio and choke me out with his bare hands right now if that means that the Browns get to go to the AFC Championship game. Any question?
I've never...
It put me in a headlock.
I mean,
Hogan Richard Beltzer style.
I've never questioned whether he wants to win. Of course, I think most owners probably want to win.
Never thought about what he just said there in just a second.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker. Presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.